Parashas Bereishis. The first pasuk starts off, Bereishis Borer Elokim Eis HaShemayim V'Eis Haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim V'Haaretz, the heavens and the earth.
The Ramban and pasuk Ches says it does not really mean the Shemayim the Rekia that the pasuk says was first formed on B'yom Sheni. And it does not really mean the Yabosha, the earth, the ground that was formed B'yom Shlishi. That's what the Pesukim talk about later. Here he says that Shemaya means something without a form to it yet. And the same thing, Zoritz, something that doesn't have a form to it. Rather, just the Shemaya means the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Zoritz means the place that receives its Tashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way the Netziv explains it, that at the beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as if to say there's a mashpia and somebody is going to receive it. Hashem gives out his Ashpah. Everything gets its nourishment like from HaKadosh Baruch himself. And it goes from stages to stage. Like even the Klechofen, even the Cham, even the sun gets its nourishment from HaKadosh Baruch. That's called Eis HaShemayim. Hashem created the Shemayim. That's the Mokum where Hashem is mashpia, sends out his Ashpah. The Eis Oret, there's a place that receives HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashpah, that's called the underneath, that receives what comes down from Shemayim. Now, the Torah starts off with Bereishis Bor Elokim, and there's a famous Maisa brought down in Masechet Megillah with Maisa with Talmi HaMelech, that he put together 72 Zekanim, and he told them to interpret the Torah. And they all wrote it separately, and Hashem gave Belev Kol Echad V'Yechod, that they started off saying Elohim Bara Bereishis. Not Bereishis Bara Elohim, but rather they started off saying Elohim Bara Bereishis. And Rashi explains over there in Megillah, Shelo Yoyma, that the Goyim should not say, Bereishis is like one shame, that's the name of one God. And Bereishis created the second God, Elohim, but as if to say there are two different gods. Therefore they started off right away saying, Elohim Bara Bereishis. But the question is, if so, like how come the Torah really didn't start off that way, saying Elohim Bara Bereishis? How come the Torah started off saying Bereishis Bara Elohim? The first one explained really the way the Ritva explains the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchut Yisrael HaTorah. That Ritva says that a person cannot come to understand the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only by seeing the Maisim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's only by seeing the greatness, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, this Bria, seeing the world, that's the way we can come to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore the Pasuk starts off with Bereishis Bara. At the beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And through the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elohim, we could go to understand a little bit of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's through seeing the Maisim, the produce, the Peiros that Hashem created, we could go to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the famous Rashi starts off and says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, that Lo Yitzorach Lahaskel Es HaTorah LeMechidesh Hazeh Lechem, Shei Mitzvah Rishona, SheNitzav Bo Yisrael. Really, the Torah should have started off right away with saying the mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh, about mitzvahs of Pesach. It should have started off with saying the mitzvahs. Umatam Pesach Bereishis. How come the Torah starts off with Sefer Bereishis that talks about the story how Hashem created the world? Mishum Koyach Ma'aseh Higid Liyamoi Losas Lehem Nachlas Goyim. What does that mean? Shem Yomu Umas Olam Yisrael. If the Goyim will say to the Jews, Listem Atem Yerabis. Shekibashtem Arzay Shiva Goyim, that you conquered Eretz Yisrael away from the seven nations that were there already. And Eimrim Lem, the Jews could answer back to the Goyim, Kol Oretz Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Bura, He created it. Unusono La'asher Yosher B'yenev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to whoever He sees fits to. V'ritzoyno Nusono Lem, Hashem had Rotson to give it to the Goyim. V'ritzoyno Netolom Yem Unusono Lonu. And with Hashem's will, He took it away from the Goyim and gave Eretz Yisrael to us, to the Jews. So really what Rashi's kasha was, that we know the Tachlis, the main part of the Torah we have, the Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebapeh, is the Tarayak Mitzvahs. We have to know exactly how to do the mitzvahs, what Hashem wants from us. Is the Indian of Torah is to know the mitzvahs, to know exactly what Hashem wants. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha, the Torah should have started off with that. And the answer is no. Hashem once explained to the Goyim like that the Jews are not listim, We're not robbers, but that we conquered Eretz Yisrael, we did it with Tzad Hadin. Now the question they ask is, the Rambam paskins that there's such a kinyan of kibush mechama, that if you go to have a war against another nation, and you conquer the land belongs to you. There's a kinyan, there's an ownership of mechama, of war. So here, why were the Jews, like, why would the Goyim think the Jews are called Mishim, robbers, if they won it through war, they own it? So this he has to answer that even though there is such a kinyan of kibush mechama, but still it looks as if you're robbing it, you're taking it away from the Goyim. And even for this little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Goyim should not have any kindness, any complaints against Klal Yisrael. Now, the Mashgiach Rabbi Rucham explains, like what the Teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak is, that the Kavonis of the whole Torah is, like the Torah goes Kesedim. There's a beginning and an end. And the whole Torah, what is coming to the Tachos of Torah is, that Klal Yisrael eventually should come in Teretz Yisrael, and do the Avodah where the Shechinah is in the Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Torah starts off with Bereishis, Hashem created the world, then it goes into Shemais, the Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim, they went out of Mitzrayim, and they went into the Midbar, and then they went into finally in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Torah ends off with, Devarim, finally at the end, the Mishnah Torah talks about it, that Klal Yisrael is finally going to go into the Mokam HaNivchar, into Eretz Yisrael, which that's like is a tachlis of the Torah. That Klal Yisrael should end up doing the Avodah, doing the mitzvahs, tachas the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the beginning of the Torah, right away, it starts off to explain this inyan. That later on, when Klal Yisrael reached the tachlis, coming into Eretz Yisrael to doing the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, there should not be any complaints at all about how they conquered Eretz Yisrael, either listen. Therefore, the Torah starts off right away to teach us, no, like from Aleph Beis, that at the beginning, Hashem created everything. And Hashem gives it, and Hashem takes it. Therefore, at the tachlis, at the end, when Klal Yisrael received Eretz Yisrael, it's mitzvah hadin, and nobody could have any complaints against Klal Yisrael. Now, we know the Torah starts off with Bereishis, with the Beis, and really the Midrashim said that the Aleph came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without complaints. How come you skipped me and started the Torah with the Beis, with the Bereishis, with the Beis? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Aleph, don't worry, I'll pay you back. That when it comes to the Aseres HaDibros, with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, there it says the Aleph first. Anoichi, there it has the Aleph first. But the question is, how come the Torah did not start off with an Aleph? Why did it start off with a Beis, with a Bereishis? So really, the Rishalmi says, Betanya, Loma Nivroilam, the Beis, Vloy, the Aleph, the Vmeshah Beis, Loshen Brocha, Loshen of a Brocha, of a blessing, the Aleph, Loshen Arura, of a Klol, of a curse, is Rama Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Ibeiro Yisoy, the Aleph. I'm not going to create the world with an Aleph. How could the world exist that has a curse? I'm going to create the world with a beis. Start the Torah off with a beis. Bereishis. B'loshin b'rocho. B'loshin of a b'rocho l'vay yamud. Halavai, the world should be in existence because of the b'rocho that Hashem will give it. And this is good, what we explained before the end of the pasuk of Eis HaShemayim V'Eis Aretz. That the Shemayim means that's like our Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. That he is the one that gives, he gives brach, he gives blessing to everybody. The Esoritz, that's underneath, that's who receives the brach, who receives the aspor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the second Rashi brings down on Bereishis Boro, Rashi says, Ein ha-mikro ha-ze oime elo dorsheni. The Pasuk says to darsheni, K'mashu dorshu rabbeseinu, that what does Bereishis Boro l'kim mean? Dishvil ha-toyrom shenikris reishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of the Torah. That's called Reishis Darkoi. U'bishvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis Tfuasai. It's b'shvil the Torah and b'shvil the Klal Yisrael. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and his Agadoma to the Pirush HaMishnayis goes a step further than this and says not only was the first creation of the world with this purpose, but anything that's invented, anything that's built on this world, anything that happens to this world, it's only for the purpose that Klal Yisrael should be able to sit and learn Torah better. Is any chiddush, anything that's new creation, it's only for this purpose. And he goes to say that if somebody builds a big palace, eventually it's going to be used by a chosid, it could be by Achras Hayamim will be, but our kopon of the end will be, it'll be used for the Jews to sit and learn Torah. And with this, the Brisker Rav explains a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara on the days on the day says that lost in Lovoy, that means after the whole world comes, that all the goyim are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, like, we want to have reward. Like Hashem is going to put down the Sefer Torah and say, whoever was Isaac, whoever did the mitzvahs, could come and receive reward. So it says that the goyim are going to come and say they want to receive reward. So first is going to come Rome. Rome is going to come and say, we want to have a reward. So Hashem is going to tell them, what did you do? So they're going to tell about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harbe Shvokim Tekninu. We build a lot of roads for this world, for the Jews. Harbe Machtoyes, we made a lot of bath houses for the Jews. Harbe Kesed, the Zohar Hedinu. We had a lot of gold and silver. The Kulam, Lo Yesinu, Ala Meshvil Yisrael. Today, she is Tasku Batera. That's what the Romans are going to come to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lost it loving. So the Gemara says, Omelie HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters back to the Romans and say, Shaitim Shabailam, you're a shaitim, you're a fool. That we know, Kolmash Esisim Latorach Asmechem Esisim. Whatever you did on this world, you only did for yourself. Come on, you didn't do it for the Jews, you did it for yourself. Is Miyad Yetzir Pachin Nefesh. Right away, they'll go out and feel bad about it. Then the Gemara says, Malchus Pras, the Persia is going to come afterwards, and the same thing is going to happen. So the Brisker Rav asks, the Gemara says it's talking about lost of love. That means after the whole world is finished already, and everybody's going to see clearly the Yad Hashem, like after the Mashiach comes, everybody's going to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and Klal Yisrael is Emes, and everything else is Sheker. How could the Romans have such chutzpah to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they want to receive reward, because what they did for the sake of the Jews to be able to learn Torah. Like, they know they can't lie in front of Hashem. And secondly, it says when Hashem answered them, Hashem didn't say you're a sheker, you're a liar. Hashem just said you're a shaita, like pretty nicely. You're just a fool. The question is, Hashem should have said back, you're lying, you're saying sheker. And the Brisker Rav answers like this rational, and like this Rambam, that really whatever the goyim do on this world is only really ultimately for the sake of Klal Yisrael to be able to sit and learn Torah. So the Romans, true, at the time when they built their big cities and had all the money and made things nice, they didn't have in mind at that time that the Jews should be able to use it up to be able to sit and learn Torah with it. But really, the outcome of it was that Klal Yisrael did have enjoyment from it. And really, really what was done for the sake of the Jews. And really, the Jews were able to sit and learn Torah because of it. So therefore, lost in love, when the Romans are going to see what comes out of it, they start to have a little of a taina. They start to say that, listen, what we did, true, we didn't have that in mind, but something came out of it, though. So for what came out of our good doing, we want to receive reward. And that Hashem answers back to them and doesn't call them a liar. He just says, Shaita, you're a fool. We only give reward if you do something good, you have good intentions. But your intentions weren't good. It was just an HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. Like it says, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Hashem created the world. Bishvil Klal Yisrael. And Bishvil the Torah. And who within anything that happens throughout the whole existence of the world is really made for the sake of the Jews, the sake of learning Torah. But who is going to receive reward? Only the people that do it with that kavanah, for that sake. But you Romans, you did it the opposite, to be mean to the Jews, therefore you don't deserve to have any reward back. The Pesach days, the and the earth was desolate, the choshech apnei tainu was darkness, v'ruach alakim rachefas apnei amoyim, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina was going over the water. Hashem said there should be light, and there was or. So the Kliyoker asked, like, for what purpose did the Pesach have to say, the or toisa sayiv avoyu, like the world was desolate and void, there was nothing there. What happened, happened. What's the difference what happened, what it was then? What's Nageya, we should only have to start off saying now that Hashem created the or, to say that what Hashem created through the Sheshesh and Mebreshes. And really explains, like the Medrash says here, the Medrash says, and the Pesach says, what does the Medrash mean to say that the Rishoyim caused there to be Toyev Avoyu and the Tzadikim caused there to be Or? So the Kliyok explains like this. Like, we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Sheshi Shemei Breshis, like that's it. After this, there's no new creation, there's nothing new that wasn't there B'Shas Maisa Breshis. Everything was created during the Sheshi Shemei Breshis. And the way the Ramban explains, really every single thing was created the first day. Just the, it was there the Koyach the first day. Actually, it came out the next 5 days it came out. But I call upon him, everything was created during these first 6 days, and Let's call Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new later on. The Chori could ask, we know later on it says by the Dor HaMabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to destroy the whole world, to make the world back to slave of oil, he made it back to desolate. And who then by the Churban Abayis, when Rishoyim do Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the world back to slave of oil. The person could think, like, how could Hashem make something new that wasn't here b'shas Sheish Yishimei Breshis? That's why the Pasuk starts off and says no. The Yoreh Toysa Soyev of oil. That's the way the world was at the beginning. And the Cheshach HaPnei Soyim, it was that way. No later, by Yermul Hakim Yor, Hashem created the or, the light. So that's what the Medrash means to say. So if the Mice of the Tzadikim, when we do mitzvahs, we retain our light, we retain the or. By Shankin, through the Mice of the Rishoyim, sometimes Hashem will bring the world back to Soyev of oil, the way it was before. And it's not cool that Hashem is making something new, but that's the way it was before, at the beginning of the Bria Feilum. Like really, we know the famous Rashi brings down later that Yom HaShishi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with the Ma'aseh Breishis, that if you'll be Mekayim the Torah, it'll be good. But if you won't receive, you won't do the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be master, make the world back to Torah Vavohu. And it's not cool that Hashem is making something new, but that's what the Apostle is teaching us, that's the way the world was originally. Then Pasuk Dalid, Vayara Lakim Esor Kitoy, Hashem saw that the light was good. Vayavdel Lakim Bein Or Vein HaChoshech, Hashem divided between the light and the darkness. Vayikro Lakim Lor Yoyim VaLaChoshech Kor Olaylom, Vayera Vayivoyke Yoyim Echot. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Esor Kitoy? Rashi says that Rol Shein Kedar Lishtamish Boy Rishoyim, Hashem saw that the light was too good, that the Rishoyim should not have enjoyment from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away, set aside the first light for Mitzvah Shelim Moshe Mashiach for the Tzadikim to come, Losid Lovay. And really, this is the Gemara in Chagiga that the Gemara there darshens and says, Omer Reb Leza, that Or Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yem Rishon, the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, was such a strong light that Odem Tzoyfe Boy Mi Tzoyfe Oilom V'yat Tzoyfe. You could see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's how light it was. Now, Kivrish in Estalkla Kodesh Baruch Hu B'dor HaMabul, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that there's going to be Rishoyim, there's going to be wicked people like the Dor of the Mabul, and Dor HaFlodo, Shemaseh Mekukolim, Im Oma, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like stood up, the Gontul HaTzadikim Losad Lovay. He hid it and put it aside for the Tzadikim to be used, Losad Lovay. That's what the Pasuk says, V'yaro Lekim Esor Kitoiz, V'yein Toiz El Tzadik. And the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that even the first prophet, Vayomer Elokim Yi Or, he says it's a remnant here for Yemos HaMashiach, Shizka Boyakot of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Kumi Oiri Kivo Oirech, V'chvod Hashem Alecha, that let it come the light is called Yemos HaMashiach. Then the Pasuk of Vayavdol Elokim Bein Or Bein HaChoshech, he says, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided between Klal Yisrael, that's waiting for the Yeshua, the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Bein Akim between the Goyim, HaShruim B'Choshech, to live in the darkness. And he says, really, this is the way the Chazal Darshin, from the first Pasuk of Sayu Vavoyu, Chazal Darshin goes on to Dalet Malchius, the Dalet Shibud, that Klai Yisrael has to go through. Like we Darshin, the Yorot Soysa Soyu, Zu Malchus Bovel, Uvohu Ze Malchus Modai, Ve Choshech Ze Malchus Yovin, and Tahoim Zu Malchus Roimi, Ruach Lakim Zeruchas Shal Mashiach. In other words, that there will be times when the Goyim will make a Choshech for us, but we have to know there's going to be an Or Shal Mashiach. And the Rabbeinu B'Chayev explains is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now at the beginning of the creation of the world, from the Reishis, he looked to the Acharis, to the Seif Dover, to the end. Like, what's the Tachlis of this Griyam? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, the Kavanah was that in Mitzvah Hashem it should come a time to have Yemos HaMashiach, that there'll be V'hoyev V'yayimu Yi Asher Mechodesh V'meyachod, everybody will be Mako Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Yemos HaMashiach. So, and that's the Tchilas HaMachshava and the Sefer HaMachshava. So in this first Pesukim now, talking about Bereishis Bo Elokim, it also talks about this tremendous Or, this tremendous light that a Kodesh Baruch Hu set aside and put it away for the Yemos HaMashiach, which is a Tachlis, the Seif of this world. So really what these Midrashim are saying, like one after another, is that even though now we're talking about the beginning of the Bria Salam, we have to right away look at the Tachlis, what's the Seif, what's the purpose that Hashem created this world for. And as we had already before, it was Bishvil Yisrael, and Bishvil HaTorah, and it's Bishvil to go into Eretz Yisrael, to be by the Mokom HaShchina, the Beis HaMikdash, and now having it to the Seif HaDovriz, to the Mois HaMashiach, when it be the Kvod HaShem will be spread out all over. And there's Orah and there's Choshech here, it's to show us that their actions of the person, it depends upon, that when there's Maisim of Toiv, of Tzadikim, there's more Or in the world. When there's mice of Rishoyim, of Rishis, of Zen in the world, there's more Choshech, there's more destruction, and the world then will come back to Toyu Vavoyu. So in the Pasuk says, Vayere Vayivoyke Yoimechot. It became evening, it became daytime, and that's called one day. And Rashi says, why does it say Yoimechot, not Yoim Rishon? Because the first day nobody else was created, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. So the Malachim were first created on the second day. So the Chod is matched like only one, there was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu around by the first day. Also it says Erev Avoyke, and we know from this that by a Jew, the day goes after the night, the day starts at night time, then we have the day. So we learn out from this the Gemara Brachas, it's meaning to say Kriya Shema, Erev and Avoyke, in morning and by night, we say Kriya Shema. And the Gemara Brachas also starts off with Neimasar Keren Ishmar B'Yarvin. How come we start talking about Mariv, the creation of nighttime first? Because the Pasuk also mentions nighttime first, Vayere Vayivoyke Yoy Mechod. And this Indian of Tam of saying creation of Erev Avoyke is that B'chol Matzovim, any type of a Shinu, of a change of time, still we have to have a Kabbalah's Olmal HaShemayim. In other words, there's a change of time for people to realize that things are happening, things are moving. And we have to hop around and do as much as we could while we still have the time to do it. Time doesn't stay forever. That the Shinu, there's a difference between day and night to show when the time is up. There's a time limit of night is when it comes day. There's a time limit of day when it becomes night. The time is up. And every time we have to use out the right way. So the Indian term, Mekabal Omach HaShemayim, the beginning of the time, of the Or by day, of Erev by night, to use out all the time we have. And then on the second day it's brought down that Hashem made the Rekia, and it says, Vayavdo ben Hamayim eshel mitachas l'Rekia, v'ben Hamayim eshel miyal l'Rekia v'hichem. Hashem made a Rekia like a Shemayim, dividing the waters on top and the waters on bottom. And v'yikru l'kim l'Rekia Shemoyim, Hashem called it Shemoyim, v'yerev v'yivoyke yoyim esheni. That was the second day. The question is, how come it doesn't say ki toiv, it doesn't say it was good, v'yoyim esheni? Rashi brings down because it didn't finish yet the melechus of the Mayim. Hashem started it on the second day. He divided between the Mayim Mimal and the Mayim Lamato, and he first finished the Mayim Lamato B'yem Shlishi, therefore it doesn't say Kitoiv. In the Gemara Sochem it says that Omer Bonon braid the Ravula Mifnei Mal Lenema Kitoiv Vasheni B'Shabbos Mifnei Shenivru Boy Or Shal Gehenim. The Or of Gehenim was created on the second day, therefore it doesn't say Kitoiv. Then on the third day, that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished with the Mayim, that it says, Vayom Elokim Yikov HaMayim Mitachas HaShemayim Mamokamecha V'Saru HaYabosh V'Yichein, as you can see the dry land, and V'Yikvu Elokim L'Yabosh Eretz, Hashem called the dry land Eretz, V'Lemikvei HaMayim Kora Yamin, and the waters were called the oceans, and V'Yar Elokim Kitoiv, it says one time Kitoiv now, Hashem finished the Melechus of the Mayim. Then secondly Hashem created on the third day was, the grass, the fruit trees were created. Hashizaraboy has a season started. And the ground produced it. And it says again, the second time it says Kitoiv. Then on Yom Revi, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Lakim Himoras Perkiah Shemoyim. There should be the light in the Shemayim. To make a difference between day and night, there should be for signs, there should be for yom tovim, for days, and for years. And then again, v'yasa l'kim es shnei hamoyres hakadolim es mora godolim shalos hayoyim es mora kotim shalos halelo v'yitzei kechovim. Shem made the sun, the moon, the kechovim. This is what Hashem created on the fourth day. So here Rashi explains, what does it mean, Yim Oiris? Rashi says, really, Miyam Rishon Nivru. It was created on the first day, the Or. Or Revi, Tziva Alayim Litolos Berkiah. on the fourth day. That's why Hashem commanded it should be hanging in the sky. And here Rashi says, V'chein kol toydeh shemayim v'aretz. Everything that was created is nivru miyam rishon, really was created on the first day. V'chol echot v'yechot nikba b'yom shenigzor lov. Everything was put out into existence on the day that Hashem was gezer it to be. But really was all created in the first day. And Rashi says, that's what the first pasuk says. Eis ha-shemayim, his gracious borer lakim, eis ha-shemayim is l'rabas todosayim. V'yeis oretz l'rabas todosayim. Everything in the earth, everything in the skies, everything was created really on the first day. Now there's a medrash here that says, Rav Shimon ben Yotzadik shoyl Rav Shmuel ben Achman, Meheichen nivra soira, where did the light, like from the sun, where was it created from? His omele yinted back, malame shenisatev bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kasalmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like put on like a beged. Vehivik ziv hadorim yisoyfel and viyasoyfei. And the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself shined out throughout the whole world. As if to say, really the light of the Shemesh, of the sun, really is the light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And really that's what we say in davening, HaMeir li'olam kulay b'chvoidai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights up the world b'chvoidai with his own covet. As if to say, really the light of the sun is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And then the pasuk says, like, why was the Meiros put into the Shemayim? Why did Hashem put the sun and the moon? It's to make a difference between day and night, between V'hoyel O'isoyt, it should be for signs. So Rashi says, Kisha Meiros Leikin, when the moon or the sun gets hit, it's Simin Rahu Le'olam, it's a bad sign for the world. As if to say, we're doing bad Meisim, we're doing Rishis, we're not doing the Rotsim Hashem. As if to tell us, go and do Tshuva. So it's interesting that the Chofetz Chaim says here, if someone would ask you, like, why was the sun created, you would say, to give light to the world, you would say that things should grow, there should be heat, there should be night. The Pasuk says the reason is, it should be for a sign for us, that Hashem wants to show us, that when things go good, we'd like doing the Rotsim Hashem. Whenever there's a light, whenever there's a hit, something's hit in the Shemayim, in the sky, there's a, it's like the Shemesh, the sun or the moon, it's a sign to us that we're doing something wrong. Like that's why Hashem created the moon and the sun, as if to show us signs when we are doing good and when we are doing bad. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'yaseh l'kim eshnei ha-meiros ha-gedolim, that first Hashem created the two big lights, then the Pasuk says, Esamor ha-gedolim v'sheles ha-yom v'esamor ha-katan, it's called the small one, that L'mashelas Halaylam, V'yeseh Kechovim, it's the moon with its Kechovim, Sirashi brings down, and really it's the Gemara in Chulin that says, Hashim ben Pazah Rami, Hashim ben Pazah Yetzir Fasir in the Pesukim, Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Hashnei HaMaris HaGabelim, Mashma, both were big lights, who Ksiv, then right away the Pasuk says, Hashemor HaGodov, Yashemor HaKotan, Mashma, there's a small light, so Omro Yoreh HaSnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, true, at the beginning they were both created equally, the moon was just as big as the sun, but the moon came to complain to Hashem and said, "Ribbono Shlalom, Tichi Eshelish Nei Malachim Shisam Tovakeser Echad." Is it right that both the sun and the moon should be the same power? We don't need like two kings at the same time; it won't work. Is Amaleh Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to it, "Lechi Yomayet Asmecho." If so, you go and become small, since you were the one that complained. You're the one that becomes small, therefore the Yireach became smaller, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give it to Kechovim stars to appease it. And then the Pasuk says, V'yitein oisam elokim berkiyah shemoyim lohoyir al-oretz. That Hashem put up the sun and the moon in the Shemayim for the purpose of lohoyir al-oretz, to make it light on this world. Now we know the first bracha we say in the Brichas Kriyas Shema, before we say Kriyas Shema in the morning, is called the Brichos Yetzer Or, which is kamat the longest bracha we have in davening of the Chalal. That it starts right after Baruch Hu, that we say Yetzer Or, Avari Choshech, Yetzer Shalom Avari Esakel, then Hamei Loretz, Ladorim, Kesedrim, until we end off, Bracha to Hashem, Yetzer Amoritz. That this is the longest bracha we have during davening. Now once it over from Ramila Shlita, that he explained it like this, that really the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of Gashmius is really the light. Like, I can imagine what it will be without having any light. It's come out like a blind person. You can't see anything. no appreciation of this world is only because there's light. The way we dress, the way we live, the houses we have, the colors we have, everything we have is only because we have light, and we can appreciate the difference of colors, of material, of everything. No appreciation of this world is only because there's light in the world. Otherwise, it would be mamish like a blind person. And the Gemara says even the food you eat, you can't appreciate that much if you can't see it. That's why there's an Indian to have neiris of a shasa suda. When you have a suda shabbos, an Indian to have neiris by the suda. It's also because it gives us more einig. Even the food we eat, we enjoy better because of the light. So it comes out the biggest, like a thing we receive from Hashem, as far as Gashmis goes, is the or is the light. And that's why this biggest bracha we say throughout davening is the bracha of Yetzer Hara Vare Chesech, or else of Yetzer HaMoiris. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great Moiris, the great light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that because of the light that we can see things, we can enjoy this world. Alright, turn over. Now on the fifth day, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Vayom Elokim Yishritzu Hamayim Sheret Nefesh Chayiv Yoif Yoif Al Oretz Hapnei Vati Hashemoyim. Hashem created the Sheret and Hashem created the birds. Vayom Elokim Mefatanina Magdelim. Hashem created the big fish. Vayeskol Nefesh Chayiv Rameshes Hashashotzu Hamayim. All the creatures in the water, all the different types of fish. Vayeskol Oif Konof Leminayu. All different types of birds. Hashem gave him a special bracha, pru revu, milu asamayim, bayam evoif yira baret. On the fifth day, Hashem gave a special bracha, pru revu, to the birds and to the fish. And some say the reason why Hashem did not give a bracha before, this is the first time it says, vayvorach oisim alakim, because here Hashem just created a pair, a zachar un a kevah. He created like two birds, and he created two fish, and from these two had to multiply and have children, and he could say that there should be dominion in the world. Therefore, then neither the bracha that Hashem had to say, and Rashi also brings down the medrash on that says taninim the big fish. Rashi says of divrei agadahu leviyoson uben zugai sheboron zochon nekeva v'horiges nekeva u'molchum etzadikim losad lovoi. Again, right away at the beginning of the Bria Salam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this big fish and set it aside, Leviathan, for the Suda Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem will make Lassad Lavoi for the Tzadikim. As if to say now in the beginning of the Bria Salam, Hashem is taking care of the Tachlis of the end of the Bria Salam, what the world was created for, as he said before, was, Al Kama Tam Yemaisa Mashiach, Roya Bayayim Ahuyiyah Hashem Echodesh Mayechod, for that time is the Tachlis of the world. Hashem right now at the beginning of the Bria set aside Leviathan for that Suda that Mitzvah Hashem will be for the Tzadikim Los of Lovai. And then on the sixth day it starts off Vayom Elokim Toitzei Yoretz Nefesh Chaya. Hashem started to create the animals and Vayasa Elokim Eschayis Oretz, the wild animals Leminayu. And then finally it says Vayom Elokim Nasa Odom B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu V'Yirdu B'Tgas Hayom. Let's make the Odom a person that is called Bitzalmenu, the form of Hashem, and Kidmusenu, he's like Hashem. The Yirdu and will be rulers over the fish, and over the birds, and over the animals. And then the Pasataka says like that, that Vayivru Elokim es Odom, Hashem created Odom, Bitzalmoi, Bitzalmo Elokim Baroisoi. He created a person in the form of Hashem. And Zohar and Akeva Baroisim. Hashem created them as Zohar and an Akeva. And again, here also it says a bracha, Vayavorachaisim Elokim, for the same reason that since it was only a Zohar, Odom, and Chava, they had to have a bracha that Vayarm Elohim Elokim, Pruravu, Omilo Esorit, Vechitsu, Radubigas Hayom, Ovech Hashemayim, Hashem gave a bracha and a tzivui that you should multiply, have a lot of children, and the Odom, he'll be the ruler over the world, over the animals. And also Hashem gave permission for the person, for the Odom, to eat the grass. Vayom Elokim hinei nasat lechem es kol eisev zerei zera asher al pnei kol oretz v'es kol eitz asher boi priyeit zerei zor lechem yi el yochlo. This should be for your food. Right now it wasn't mutter yet to eat animals, to eat meat. It was only mutter to eat the vegetables or the fruits that grow. And finally it says, Vayom Elokim es kol asher osiv in etoiv miyoid. It was very good. This was the end of the sixth day. And like we said before, the Yom HaShishi, the extra hey is, the Gemara in Shabbat says, that Omer Rosh Lakish, Melamish, Yisna Kodesh Baruch, we may separate us from Yom Him Yisroel Mekabla Nesha Torah, Temek Meskayomim. If you accept and do the Torah and do the mitzvahs, the world will be in existence. The Yimlav, if Klal Yisroel will not accept the Torah and will not do the Torah, is Animach Sereska Mesoev Avoyu. Hashem will put you back to destruction. Now that the Pasuk says that the person was created B'Tzelem Elokim in the form of Hashem, as Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar explains, it means Ta'asoga Sichlis. A person was created with a seichel, with understanding. A person has an neshama, he has a yetzer tov, he has the will, he has the rotzen, he has the power to do tov. He has a seichel, he has understanding that's more than the animals have. And that's called B'Tzelem Elokim, that a seichel, the understanding, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that a person is called a Tzelem Lakim. Hu Adin Pashit Mefarshim learned, it means we have a Neshama, which a Neshama that every Jew also was called a Chelek of Hashem, Mimal, is also called like a Tzelem Lakim. But this is the tremendous Matana, the tremendous present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person, gave the Adam over all other creations, that we are the Tzelem Lakim, we have the Seichel, we have the ability to learn Torah, to do the mitzvahs, and our avoid in this world is to do the mitzvahs and to be mekayim the Torah. And really, like the Pasuk says later in Pasha's days, Pasuk Tezvavit says, Vayitach Hashem Elokim es Adam, Vayanicheyu beGan Eden lo'avdoi l'shomrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden lo'avdoi to work there, l'shomrei and to watch it. Then Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar over here brings down the Medrash that asks, was there any real work to do in Gan Eden? It says the Malachim took care of everything. The water was there. What work? How did he have to watch it? The Medrash says, "Omar la'avdoi elolasek b'divrei Torah." V'lishma, how does he have to watch it? That means v'lishma kol ha'mitzvah. Shenema lishma azerach etzachayim. V'in etzachayim el Torah. Shenema etzachayim el machzikim bo. V'yavdo l'shamroi. In other words, Hashem put the other mission in this world. La'avdoi to watch the world and to be shama to work for it and to watch the world. Is by doing the Torah and doing the mitzvahs. How do we do the Torah? How do we do the mitzvahs? That's what the seichel that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. That's the special.
The pasuk says, "Vayivru Elokim es Adam b'tzalmoi b'tzelam Elokim v'oroisoi."
Then the pasuk says, "Vayichulu Hashemayim v'oretz v'chol tzavom." Hashem finished making the Shemayim v'oretz. "V'chal Elokim b'yom hashvi malachta yeshurasa." Hashem finished on the seventh day his work. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work. And the Beis Halevi makes the diyuk that by the Vayishpois, Hashem rested, here it says, Mikol Malachtei, from all his work. But the beginning of the process, it says, V'yachalu l'kim b'yom hashvi malachtei, that Hashem finished his work. It doesn't say, Mikol Malachtei. It just says, V'yachalu l'kim b'yom hashvi malachtei. Hashem finished his work. And the pshat is because true Hashem finished his work creating in the Sheshesh and Mebreshes, but there were, like Lamashu, there were 10 things that were created in Erev Shabbos ben Hashemoshes, that said the Pioritz, the Piaver, Piyosan, that these things were created, the Koyach, in Sheshesh and Mebreshes. But Lamaisa, the first took place later on. So it can't say that V'yachal Hashem rested from Mikol Malachim, because there are things that are first going to be brought out later on. It just says Hashem rested, Hashem finished now. But by Yishbos resting, the union of Shvi said that Hashem rested on Shabbos from Mikol Moachtoi from everything. Like Rashi says in one chat that Maho Yoilam Chosa, what was the world missing? Menucha, rest. Bo Shabbos, bo Menucha. It came Shabbos, now it came Menucha. Kol Sov Nigmu Hamlocha. This called the Melocha finished, a complete cycle by B'yom HaShabbos. And the union of Menucha, of resting, is to like appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created through the Sheshesh Yemei Breishis. As really we know, the Mizmor, the special Mizmor we say on Shabbos is Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tev L'Hoidus L'Hashem. This is the Mizmor we say. And really the question is, what does this Mizmor have to do with the Kedushas HaShabbos? It doesn't talk a word about Yom HaShabbos or Yom HaShvi. It just talks about the praise that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Morabu Masecho Hashem, Miyad Omku Machshvasecho. We talk about how great it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and how deep his thoughts were. But we do not talk a word here about Shabbos. How come we say this Mizmor, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, Tevodis Lashem, why do we say this Mizmor for Shabbos? And the Brisker Rav explains that the Pshat is really on any type of a teva that we receive from Hashem, we have to give Hashem back a thanks. We have to say a bracha. Like Moshe, when we hear lightning, when we see lightning, when we hear thunder, we make a bracha of Oysa Masa Breshis, and we say every single day, HaMachadish B'chol Yom Tomid Masa Breshis, like the bracha of Yetzor. To say that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Bria Feilah. So now when it became Shabbos, this was the first time that Adam Rishon sat down to really think into and to appreciate everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So Yom HaShabbos was given to think and be mizbenin of the tremendous creation that Hashem did, and on this day Adam Rishon sat down to really be mizbenin and say, like Morabu Masechu Hashem. That was one thing about the greatness of the creation. And then he said, Miyod Omku Machshavasecha, your thoughts are so deep. So in this the Brisker Rav says that the Medrash brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon every single door, that's going every single generation that's going to come. Showed them kol dor v'dor v'dorsho, every single door and the dorshim then and the panos of then. And he showed them dan hogis, how Hashem is going to act and lead the world from now till the end. So for that to see the great oimik, how Hashem rules the world from the beginning to end, and that he said moed omku mashvasecha. So this mizmor really is like we're saying the day to appreciate and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kulay of the Maisa Bereshis. Now the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and these psukim explain that really there's a medrash that says that Kiyolam Hayoroifei Haroyed, the world was very shaky, it was soft. At Shebor Shabbos V'Nizkayim Oilam, until it became Shabbos Kodesh, and because of Shabbos the world was in existence. V'Nisiyase, and then that made a Yisoid, a foundation for the world to exist. And he explains with the Or HaChaim that really, like it says in the Aseret HaDibros, Ki Sheshesh Yomim Oso Hashem Et HaShemayim V'Toret, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. And he learns really that the world for the 6 days was supposed to exist only for 6 days. That's all. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yom HaShabbos, the Shabbos Kodesh, that with the Hashpah of Shabbos Kodesh, there's a power that the world will exist for another 6 days. So it comes out every single Shabbos is like a new Maisa Breshis, that with the Kedushas of Shabbos it gives an extension that the world will be in existence for another 6 days. And that's the way he's Masber, the Maim HaChazal, that says that if somebody comes home Friday night and makes Kiddush and says Vayichulu, the Gemara says it's Kilu Nase Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu for Maisa Breshis. You become a Shutuf, a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the creation of the world. And the question is, the creation of the world took place already. How does it help now that you make Kiddush, that you say Vayichulu, how do you become now a Shutuf, a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Breshis? And this is the way the Or HaChaim explains it, that really the Sheshesh Yemei Breshis is only for 6 days. But that's a quiet role, is Mekayim, the Kedushas HaShabbos, by being Shabbos, by resting on Shabbos, that gives the Koyach, a power in the creation, that there should be another 6 days of the world. Every single Jew, when you say Vaychulu, when you makabla upon yourself, the Kedushas HaShabbos, that you're going to be a Shemesh Shabbos, and keep this Shabbos, you're becoming a Shutuf, a partner now with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the creation of the next 6 days of the world. It's because of the Kedushas HaShabbos that the world's in existence for another 6 days. One of the psukim talk about that Hashem puts Adam Rishon into Gan Eden, and he said that you could eat from all the trees, and the Eitz Hadas, Toivarol, Loisoichem Emenu, Kivyom Acholchem Emenu, Mois Thomas. That was his first Tivui, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And then the prophet says, that Yom Hashem Lakim, the Toiv Heyes Adam Levado, it's no good that Adam should be by himself. Ask him, Loisoichem Keneg, let me make help for him. And it says that Hashem formed the Yitzhah Hashem Lakim in Adamo, Kol Chayes HaSodav Yiz Kol Lois HaShemoyim Vayovi El Odom Liroi Semayikru Loi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu brought all the animals, all the creations to Odom to see what type of a name he would call them. V'chol HaShemoyikru Loi Odom Nefesh Chayu Shemoy. Whatever Odom Rishon gave them its name, there was a name. And this was a tremendous chokhmah, a tremendous amount of wisdom that Odom Rishon had, that he was able to give the right name to each animal. The Pesuk goes on and says, though, that Leimotza Ezer Kenegdoi, for Adam Rishon himself, he didn't find no help until Vayapo Hashem Lakim Tademe Ala Adam, Hashem put him to sleep, took one of his own ribs, and from this Hashem built out Chava, and that was the Meister with Adam and Chava. And the Pasuk says, Al ken yazav ish etoviv betinoi, a person should leave his father and mother, the dovak vishtoi, and should be attached to his wife, they become to be like one. And the pshat is not that you really have to leave your parents, the mitzvah's kibbutz aim still applies after you get married, but it just means in the way to do avodas Hashem. At the beginning, a person does the avodah, he's educated by his parents, by his rebbe. And then there comes a time that you have to start building your own house, and you have to go further in avodas Hashem, and you do that by building your own house, by leaving your parents' help, and with your wife, to start building your own bayis nema. The pasuk again, Zoten, Vayushtei Marumim, they're both uncovered. They were not ashamed. The Magrashi says because they did not have yet the Yetzer Hara. They only had the Yetzer HaTov. Until the Yetzer from the Yetzer Hadas, they didn't have the Yetzer Hara. Interesting. Even though Adam Rishon had a tremendous amount of Chochmah of wisdom, that he was able to give names to every single animal, but I call upon him, the Yetzer Hara didn't come into him yet. Only after he did the first Aveiram, that's when he got the Yetzer Hara. And we know the first Aver he did was because of the Nochush, that the Nochush told Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and it came out that she ate from it, and then she gave it to Adam to eat from it, and both of them did the Aver. And at the end, the Pasuk says that after they ate from it, that Vayishma Kol Hashem Lekim Atalach Bagon Ruach Hayim, that Adam heard that Hashem is coming, Vayishchabe Adam Vayishma Mifnei Hashem Lekim Mosech Eitz Hagon, that Adam hid himself. Him and his wife hid from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And when Yikra Hashem Elokim El Adam, V'yayim Elo Ayekra, Hashem said, V'irayu, V'yayim He said, I heard your voice, V'yira, I'm afraid, Ki erim anoichi v'yachobi. I'm uncovered now, I'm naked, and I hid myself. And then Hashem said, what happened, Hajit? And Hashem gave him the klala, because he ate from it, he got a klala, and because Chava ate from it, she got the klala. Now before we talk about the actual chet, what happened, Sam the Brisker Rav explains, like, what's this Indian of a Yitzchabe Yodam, Vishtoi, that Adam Rishon hid, wanted to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like, how is it possible to hide from Hashem? And even afterwards, the Pasuk doesn't really say it was a Chet, it was an Aveira, that Adam Rishon hid from Hashem. Hashem just said, Ayeka, where are you? And he says the Pshat is that now that Adam Rishon got the Yetzer Hara, now he had a Din Erva on him. And now he had to cover up his Erva. He had to make himself covered. So first he made a beggar, they say, from the Olitena, or from the Olitena, whatever the Eitz Hadas was, he made a beggar, he made a clothing, like an underwear, to cover his body, to cover the Mokum Erva from the leaves of that tree. And he thought that would be enough. But now when he heard that Hashem is coming, that has a loch like you're standing in front of Hashem. And the loch is, Gemara Brocha says, that before you dive in Shemon Esrei, it's not enough just to cover the Mokum Erva, but you have to cover your lev also. You have to cover your whole body. Because when you're davening Shemon Esrei, you're like standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So now also, when Adam Rishon heard that Hashem is coming, he felt now he's not going to be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not allowed to be the way he is, just covered up his erva. He has to cover the rest of his body. Therefore, right away, Adam Rishon went to hide from Hashem, as if to say he wanted to cover up the rest of his body before he would see Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says, Vayomer es kol chosh shamati, I heard your voice, Vagon in the garden, Vayiro, I was afraid, Ki erim anoichi, because I'm uncovered. In other words, to be b'fnei hashchina, to be in front of Hashem, like we are when we daven Shemon Esrei, you can't be just with underpants on. Vayichove, I hid myself in order like to cover up my whole body. Now the Mefarshim talk about the way Adam Rishon was before he did the first Aveira. And the Ramban explains in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, that Adam, his teva was only to do tov. In other words, he didn't have the Yetzer inside him, like Rashi says. And the Nefesh HaChaim explains, it doesn't mean that he didn't have a koyach of a bechira, he didn't have a choice to do good or tov, to do good or bad. Because that's the whole tachlis of a person in this world, is to have the choice to do good or bad, and to only do good. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that Adam Rishon before the Chet, the Pshat was inside him, was only Tait. He only had the Yetzer Tait. The Ra was like outside him. It wasn't part of him yet. True, if he wanted to, he could have went into the bad matzah to do something bad. As a mashma person could throw himself into fire. Fire is not part of the person. Fire is outside the person. If you want, you can throw yourself into the fire. The same thing, Adam Rishon, before he did the chet, the Yetzirah was like outside him. It wasn't part of him yet. But if he wanted to, he had the choice to do something bad. That's why by the first chet, the Nochash had to come and first talk Chavar into it, and then it came into Adam Rishon. But he couldn't get into Adam Rishon himself because the Yetzirah wasn't part of him yet. Mashen came after Adam Rishon did his first chet when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Toivara. Now the pshat is that Pasha Toivara got mixed up together. Inside him now was both Kaychis, the Yetzirah became part of the person now. And inside him now, the Yetzirah tells you, do bad, do bad, do bad. True, you also have the Yetzirah telling you to do good, but it's a much harder Muhammad right now. The person was like brought to a much, much lower than Madregam after this first chet, that now the Yetzirah Mamash lives inside him. And it's brought down that Klai Yisrael, the Shas Kabbalah Satorah, also became to the same Madrega that Adam Rishon was, Kodem HaChet, but they lost it. The Shas did the Chet Egel, and the Mitzvah Hashem by Tchias HaMesim. Again, Klai Yisrael will have the same Koyach back the way it was before Adam Rishon did his first Aveira. And the Mitzvah Meliyo goes to explain, really, it's a question, how come Adam Rishon, the Kodesh, the first person, at the beginning only had the Eitz HaTov, didn't have the Eitz HaTov inside him. How come Itaka did this first chet? What was his taiva? How come he gave in to listen to Chava, to the Nochosh? How come he can't eat from the Eitz HaDas? When Hashem gave him his only mitzvah, his first mitzvah, was not to eat from the Eitz HaDas. So he explains it like this, that really Adam knew the fact that right now he doesn't have the Eitz HaTov inside him, that it's much easier to do the Avodah, to not like Malachim. But he figured that what's going to be if he does eat from the Eitz HaDas, as the prophet says, the Yisrael Kelokim, you'll be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Yitzir Alamas, you'll be able to create in the world. That the pshat is, if you do eat from the Eitz HaDas, which is Tei Varam, you're going to bring inside you the Koyach of the Eitz Hara, and then it's going to be a harder Avodah. There's going to be plenty of Choshech of darkness inside you, and you're going to have to work much harder than to really fight the Eitz Hara to do the Avodas Hashem. But really we know the harder you work, the more you fight, if you're Matliach, the more Schar you'll get, and the greater really you become. So Adam Rishon had this taiva to go ahead and let the Eitz Hara become part of him, like he's from the Eitz Hadas, to let the Teva Ra be part of him, and still work harder to be able to win over the Eitz Hara, and to do the Avodas Hashem. And with this he felt to be able to come to a much greater Madrega. But this is called the tremendous Aveira Chet, because no matter how many thoughts a person has, that he may think he's doing something right, but you have to know if Hashem says not to do it, if the Torah says don't do it, you're not allowed to do it. That's it. No matter how many good reasons you could have and say that, but if I would do it, it would be tremendously a big help and make so many Jews become firm and do this, like a lot of people do today. They feel it's okay to do certain Aveiras. Let's be lenient in these things. Let's bring the boys and girls together. Let's do things together in order that we'll be able to make them a little bit firmer, a little bit more religious. But really, it's a mistake. What the terrorist says we're allowed to do, that's what we're allowed to do. If the terrorist says we're not allowed to do it, no matter how many good reasons we have why it should be done, still you should not do it. Here, even though Adam Rishon had good thoughts why he should eat from the Eitz HaDas, but our core point was called the Chet, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them tzivu, the mitzvah, not to eat from it. Then in Perek Dalel, the Pasuk talks about V'odom yode escha v'ishtoi v'atar v'tel v'eskayin tateima k'nisi yish es Hashem, that they gave birth to Kayin the first day, and they, because k'nisi yish Elokim, they acquired the person with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then it says v'toseva ledes esachiv es Hovel, they had another son called Hevel. The Hevel Roy Yitzoyin, Hevel Tov Pestured, for the shepherd, the Kayin Hoyoivet Adoma, and Kayin worked on the Adoma. And it came at the end of the Ketz Yomim, Vayova Kayin Mepri Adoma Mincha Hashem. Kayin brought a korban to Hashem, a mincha, from his parents. It says, the Hevel Hevi Gamhu Mepcheris Soinu Mechaveim. Hevel also brought a korban to Hashem, and the Pasuk says, Vayisha Hashem al Hevel Vyamenchosai. Hashem turned to Hevel and to his mincha. Hashem did not turn to Cain's mincha. Cain felt very bad, and the prophet says, why do you feel so bad? Just to say, if you do tshuva, Hashem will accept your tshuva. Now, the difference of the two kavanos, Rashi says that Kayim brought mitri ha'adama, Rashi says, min ha'garua, from the bad fruits. V'yesh ha'gadah, some say it was never pishtin hoya. Mashek and Hevel brought from the chayrus sonah, the best of his sheep. In other words, he brought a hiddur mitzvah, and Kayim wasn't Makayim the union of a hiddur mitzvah. He didn't do it nice. And because he didn't bring the korban nicely, that's why Hashem didn't turn towards him. That's the way you learn Pesach, that's the way Rashi learns. In the Zoya, the Be'er Moshe brings down the Smashma that Kayim brought a machmas gaivah, gatsas a ruach. Like a big shot, he came and brought his korban. Mashenkin by Hevel, it says, the Hevel hevi gamhu. He also brought, what's the lashon of gamhu? Also, Mashmi also brought himself. In other words, he was machniya himself. Like we say, Lev Zivche Lakim Ruach Nishbara. And therefore, since Kayin brought it with Gassas the Ruach like a big shot, as soon as he saw that Hashem didn't accept his korban, as Vayichal Lakayim Yoyd, he got very angry that Gassas only bring you to become angry, makes kas. And then we know the famous Maisa that Vayoyme Kayin El Hevelochi, Vahi Biyoysen Basoda, Vayokim Kayin El Hevelochi, Vayageyu. That Kayin killed his brother Hevel. Vayomer Hashem Akayin, Ei Hevel Achicha, where is your brother? Vayomer Lo Yadati, I don't know. Hashemer Achi Anoichi. Am I my brother's keeper? And Hashem answered back, no, that called the Me'achicha Tzarekim Alay Min Adama, and Hashem gave him his punishment. Until finally, Vayomer Akayin El Hashem, Godol Avonim Min Insaya, my punishment is too great, I can't take it. And Gerashti Yisiyayay Matni Adama, you threw me away, Vayisin Nov Vinoibot, I wander around, anybody will find me will kill me. Hashem said no. That people won't kill you right away. And the Maisa was that Kayin at the end did do tshuva, and really there's a medrash that says vayetzek. The pasuk says vayetzek Kayin lefnei Hashem, but the medrash says pogba yodam rishon. Adam rishon met his son Kayin. What did Hashem do to you? Is Omalai, Sakain answered back, or Sisi Tshuva? I did Tshuva of Nispasharat in a Harab Pshara. Hashem saved me. Is Miyad Omad Odom Arishon, Matfiach Apon of Yoma, Kachi Koichel Shal Tshuva of Ani Eloya Isi Yodaya, Vizcho Mizma Shil Yoma Shabbos. When Odom Arishon heard this Indian of Tshuva, that Hashem did accept his Tshuva, therefore right away Odom Arishon started to say, Mizma Shil Yoma Shabbos. That is good to do tshuva on Shabbos. In other words, this is talking about on Shabbos now, when Adam Rishon heard about the need of tshuva, and we always spoke out that tshuva is to return to become close to Hashem, and on Shabbos anyway a person is closer to Hashem. Therefore on Shabbos is the need to do tshuva, to become close back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then in Perakei it says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. This is the Sefer of the told us Adam, V'yayim b'roya l'kim Adam, b'dmusa l'kim osoy soy. That Hashem made Adam Arishon, b'dmusa l'kim, in the form of Hashem. Now, the Yerushalmi says on this, Yerushalmi in the Dorim, that Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, V'yahavta l'reecha k'moicha, Z'ekla godo b'atera. That's Rabbi Akiva's klal. V'yahavta l'reecha k'moicha, you have to love one another. Ben Azla Yoimer, Zeh Sefer told us Odom, Klal Godol Mizeh. The singing of this postik, Zeh Sefer told us Odom, is a greater cloud than we have to L'Recha Kamecha. And the Pshat is that here it says, V'dmus L'kim Ososoi. That it explains it further. Why is there really a mitzvah we have to L'Recha Kamecha? Why do you have to love one another? Because you know what a person is. A person is called V'dmus L'kim Ososoi. A person like we had before, that's Telem Lakim. He's like a chelik of Hashem, he has a neshama. So when it comes out, when you love your friend, another Jew, it's considered like you're beginning to love Hashem. So this is a greater inyan. The inyan of V'hafta Recha Kamecha is because of this inyan of that a person is really a Telem Lakim, V'dmus Lakim. When you come to love a person, that's the way you also become to love Hashem also. Then in Perek Vav it says, Vayihi ki hechel Adam l'roiv apnei Adamo v'nois yudu lehem v'yiru b'neiho lekim es b'nois Adam The people in the world were starting to do ra. This was the beginning of the door of the Mabul, that they were doing rishis, they were doing ra there. Right, the pasuk says, "Vayara Hashem ki rabo roa sodom boretz." They were doing very bad. V'chol yetsa machshavos liboy rak ra kolayim. They were so bad then that they were only doing rak ra, only bad. Even though usually it's brought down, even though when you do bad, you always have some good in it. But here by the Dor HaMabul, the ra, the richest, the bad they were doing was lashon of rak ra. It was only bad. It was so bad because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring the Mabul to destroy the world. And there's a Medrash that says that HaRishoyim HaLolu is also Meyetzeh Toiv Yetzera. They changed around from the Yetzeh Toiv to the Yetzera. That's what says Rak Ra Kol Hayim. Now the Gemara in Chulin says Moshe Min HaTorah Minayin. Where's the remez from Moshe Rabbeinu? From this pasuk Bishagam Hu Basa. And the kasher is Moshe says Mefurish in the Torah. What does the Gemara mean to say? Where's the remez from Moshe? So the Be'er Moshe explains that it means to say Bameh Zocha Moshe. What was Moshe's chus that he was zoicha to be a manegador? And the pshat is that Moshe had the midah of anova. He was a humble person. Like this pasuk says, Bishagam Hu Basar. You're only a basar, you have a midah of anova. You're rach levavcha. That was the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the same pasuk is like two parts to it. Moshe Rabbeinu turned over his yetzerah into yetzer toiv. With the midah of anova, he changed over everything. Mashenken, these Rishoyim, they changed over the yetzer toiv to Yetzer Hara because of the Midah Gaiva. And really because of the Dor HaMabul, everything should have been destroyed and was supposed to be destroyed, but the Schus Moshe Rabbeinu, the Schus the Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the door, like here was a Medrash Rabbi that says, Rashis, Schus Moshe, Benemah, Rashis Loi. What I mean to say is the Schus Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the world. In other words, with the Midah of Anova. All right.